So Brandon, our listener, he knows his good friend's relationship's not going to last. Kind of wants to know how he goes about pulling off a Mission Impossible style stunt. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
I'm going to make a long story short.
Okay.
One of my good friends has this beautiful girlfriend, about 6 years older than me. She and I get along incredibly well. Her and him are fighting right now. Doesn't seem to be a chance of them working out long term. Okay. She wants marriage and kids, the whole nine yards. He has zero interest whatsoever in kids or marriage. Has already done both. When they inevitably break up, should I pursue her? I think there's mutual interest. Is it worth the risk because he's such a good friend? Is that age gap in your late 20s that huge of a difference? She's seriously amazing, beautiful, has the perfect personality. Thanks so much.
Well, that's bold.
Bold move, sir.
That's bold.
Bold move. I get it. You're like, you know what? There's such a mismatch.
Yeah.
We'd be perfect together. She probably sees that. How does he not see that?
Well, and he's gotten a chance to get to know her, you know, just by being friends.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I get that. Man, I don't know. Have you ever done that?
No.
Like, dated a friend's... Okay.
Nope. That's kind of always been
like,
off limits.
That's kind of like off limits, right?
And I need to know, I guess, does his friend, like, know? It's not going to work out long term. And does he try to start planting the seeds with his buddy? Like, hey, how long are you going to go on with that? You know, you don't want the same things.
Right.
Can't help but to think you're kind of wasting her time if she wants marriage and kids and all the things and you don't.
And then I guess how long do you wait to make that move? Do you say something to your friend?
I think you... The answers that he gives you when you start the conversation might reveal how he's going to be receptive to you that out there immediately.
Yeah. I think you got to wait till the body's a little bit cold.
A little bit. And like, then maybe still circle back and say,
But I also get like from a guy's perspective also, you don't want to let it, because if she's that much of a catch, there might be others.
Sure.
That are like, right. Hey, you're single now, jumping into her DMs.
But then you have to weigh, all right, how important is your friendship with you, with your guy friend? And is he going to be fine with A, them breaking up in the first place, and then B, you moving into his place?
Has anyone done successfully this friend partner transplant?
It is like a transplant.
It is.
I'm going to unattach her to you. And attach her to me. And you're going to be cool with it?
And you're fine, right?
And we're all fine?
We're good, right?
We're all good still?
We're good.
Okay.
All right. 502-795-1997. Text or call or send us a voice note of the story of how you did it. That could help here.
Or if you attempted it and it didn't work out.
Right.
We need
still
to
want
look
those.
At all the possible scenarios.
We need it all. You know us. We need it all.
Yep.
All right. We'll take some of your stories next on 99.7 DJX. How do you make the friend-partner transplant? Like, your friend is dating someone that you would like to date, but you know that they're not going to work out. So when they eventually break up, how long do you take? Do you even attempt to make that move?
Yeah. Can you make that smooth transition without losing the friendship over it?
Okay, Fallon, this was you.
So I was actually on the other end of the situation where I had dated the guy and my friend asked me if she could date him after he was already my ex.
Okay.
And how did you take that?
It was a surprise, but we had already been broken up for some time. So she was just completely, she came about it the right way, and I was okay with it and gave her my approval.
Now, okay, so there was some time, some space to kind of let you, like, heal
everything.
From that, process that, and then you were fine with it at that point?
Yes.
Okay, good. Success story.
How long did they wind up dating?
Oh, gosh. I think it lasted a couple months. It didn't work out well.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Well, they had to learn that.
Yep, they did. Yep. They did. All right, Fallon, thank you.
All right, no problem.
All right, got a voice note from Alexa as well.
From a female standpoint, when I got in my first serious relationship, I was with my ex for about 3 years. As soon as we broke up, he had multiple friends come out of the woodwork trying to get with me.
Oh.
And I just thought that was weird that they were claiming to be his friend, but then were secretly plotting against him the whole time.
Oh.
So even though these friends were showing interest in me, I wanted nothing to do with them.
Oh, see, okay. I get that point where it's like, okay.
She's kind of offended at that.
She was offended because they didn't have his best interests. And even though he's an ex now, you still respected him. And we're like, you know, anybody who would be kind of like conniving behind the back, not someone you want to be with.
Right. Trina says you're doing a lot of assuming. How do you know any of this? Just because you think he doesn't want any
that's
of that
right.
doesn't mean that's a fact.
That's
also,
right.
yikes. Wouldn't want you being my friend just sitting around waiting for the relationship to fall. She probably thinks you're as big of a not nice person as you sound like. Find a hobby. Allison might be an unpopular opinion, but I think you need to decide which relationship is most important. At that age, I think settling down and starting a family takes priority, but you got to be sure that could be with her or you're risking losing both.
Listen, on Facebook, Mike's like, if she's single, nobody's off limits. If you want to try and remain friends with her, he would be upset regardless. Might as well have your cake and eat it too.
Ow.
Wow. Now, Joe rolls in on text and says it's called a robbery. And no one would ever do that. You get punched for that type of stuff.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Also, Adam's like, who let the love doctor go on vacation this week? Didn't approve this.
This is true.
We have not had the expertise of Andrew the love doctor rolling in on this one.
That is true.
We kind of need him to say, okay, guys, I mean, this one's
an easy
one. All right,
guys, this is an easy one.
Listen, we don't treat our friends like that. We just, you know, we're there to support them unconditionally with whatever happens with their decisions, but we can't be a part of that. Come on, guys.
Come on, guys. Now, Kelly, you're exactly right.
Kelly, you're spot on. I think you have to, I think, actually pointed that out. Do you know for a fact, has your friend told you that you don't, that he doesn't want any of that and that there is no long term with this girl? If so, then maybe there is a little bit of a reason why you can approach it with him. If not, though, I feel like you need to let that run its course and see how the chips may fall. You know, if they break up, check in with your buddy. How you feeling? You know, you're okay with it.
Yeah.
And then test the waters about whether you think he's going to be fine with you saying, well, can I have her?
Yeah, that's true. Grant had called us earlier and said that he and his good friend who was married.
Yeah. Known her for 24 years.
Yeah.
And the husband left her, who was also his good friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, 3 months later, he ends up kind of going over to check on her.
And
the husband did call to say, hey.
Hey, is it true?
Is that happening? Is that true?
And he said, yeah. And there were some hurt feelings. But he said it worked out. Now, they're fiancé. They're getting married.
They're getting married, yeah. So, you know, it can work out. It's just going to be a situation by situation. So you're just going to have to feel it out. On first of all, find out if your friend definitely is going to, you know, probably eventually let her go because they don't want the same thing.
Either way,
if
you try to pursue that and it's fresh off of a breakup, you're probably going to hurt your friendship.
Yes.
All right. Just know that.
And she may not be ready to move on immediately with you.
Right.
So I think you just have to kind of be, you know, available for both in whatever capacity they need you as a friend, and then proceed with caution if you feel like you are still going to shoot your shot.
All right. Good luck. I know it's a lot.
By the way, Trina says, no Andrew needed. Trina, the common sense doctor, is checking in.
All right, there you go. Thanks. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy.